the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
The holiday season is often portrayed as a time of joy, love, and togetherness. However, for some, it could bring about a different set of emotions. As we approach the holidays, it's important to recognize that the season can present challenges and trigger what's commonly known as holiday blues. I'm Adair Seifert, and today, Tammy Dixon, Assistant Director of the Counseling Center at Missouri State University, offers insight into navigating difficult emotions during the holiday season.
Some of the reasons that individuals might experience holiday blues are the social demands. There's a lot of gatherings, family gatherings. Honestly, not everyone has great family relationships, so it can cause more stress. Biological stressors such as sleep and alcohol use are prevalent during that time as well. There are a lot of unmet expectations. You know, our family may have, you got to attend all of these different family dinners, but figuring out what's right for you is important there. Movies and past traditions also kind of put expectations on us that don't absolutely have to be there. The pandemic has changed a lot of how we gather as family, as friends. And I think that also causes a lot of holiday blues at times if someone can't be there because they're not feeling well or someone's in quarantine still, those kind of things. And then traumatic family histories can definitely play a part in holiday blues. And then the overspending that occurs during that time is definitely that financial stress can also play a part.
She explains healthy ways to navigate holiday blues.
I think people can navigate the challenging feelings just by, first setting realistic expectations. I mean, the movies, society tells us how the holidays should look. So if we develop our own expectations for the holidays, they can be a little easier. For instance, if I'm an introvert, I probably don't want to schedule 5 parties in 1 week, right? I want to preserve my energy a little bit. So you can also take care of yourself by making sure you're eating well, sleeping well, exercising, and kind of keeping to the structure that you normally have for those things, because all of our social gatherings can impact our schedule and make it hard to keep those things in focus. I think talking to others, I think a lot of people are in the same boat when it comes to these feelings, but we don't tell each other that. And so by talking and getting validation for our feelings can be very helpful as well. And acknowledging feelings, like if grief is an emotion that you're going through during the holidays, talk about your lost loved one or the changes in your traditions that are bringing that loss and grief into play. So, and then as always, keeping an attitude of gratitude, looking at the things that we are grateful for and focusing on the positive can be helpful as well. Overall, just don't aim for perfection, especially during this time of year.
Some people can have holiday blues follow them into the post-holiday season. Dixon explains how to process those emotions.
Kind of the same that I just spoke about. You can navigate that post-holiday blues or that downtime by recognizing those feelings, allowing yourself to have those feelings, because a lot of time I think we beat ourselves up for feeling that way when we've just had a really great holiday season and now we're feeling blue. But just setting those reasonable expectations, or even recognizing, hey, it's okay if I spend the evening on the couch and get my energy back from some of the things that went on during the holiday season. I do think, if the blues continue for a few weeks after the holidays, then it may be something more than just the holiday blues. So I would encourage someone to kind of watch those emotions and seek professional help or talk to loved ones if those feelings continue. Recognize that seeking mental health is a strength. I know that there's been some stigma about doing so, but it actually is a strength. I know a lot of my friends get recommendations from their other friends about who they've gone to for professional help. If you do go in and you don't click with the clinician, I would always encourage to ask for another clinician or to try a different one, just because research shows that the relationship between a client and the counselor is the best predictor of success. So if you're not clicking, try a new one.
That was Tammy Dixon, Assistant Director of the Counseling Center at Missouri State University. I'm Adair Seifert for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of Strategic Communication at 417-836-6397. The Missouri State Journal is available online at ksmu.org.